Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of November, 2005, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Jordan Maxwell will be with us for the second and most of the third hour today, talking about the secret societies, the Illuminati, illumined ones that are controlling our world, and the society that they're trying to build. You want to talk about the elite? You want to talk about the elite families, who's controlling things, who is behind things? Jordan Maxwell has done a lot of really deep investigation of Babylon, Egyptology, the Illuminati, and some of the more modern movements, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you name it. It'll be riveting, because you don't want to miss it. It'll be his debut on this broadcast. I've been familiar with his work for at least 10 years, but this will be his debut. Fine, going to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, there's so much I could say about you, but I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but kind of encapsulate for us or give us a synopsis, the condensed version, but spend some time on it, about how you woke up, your awakening, the things you've done, the things you're most proud of. I mean, basically what your life's been about, what your passion's been about.
First of all, thank you for having me on the program, and thank God for people like Alex Jones and keeping the spirit of freedom alive, and I really appreciate being on the program with you, Alex. I got started back in 1959. I was very interested in secret societies all of my life. Even as a kid, I was always into all of the occult or hidden information. I just gravitated toward that. Even as a child, I wanted to know the things which are behind the scenes. And back in 59, I began studying the secret societies and fraternal orders of the world. And it was in 1966 that Anthony Hilder put out his records called The Illuminati with Myron Fagan. And I was a friend of Anthony's, and I got that set of records back in 66, mid-66. And I began doing lectures at bookstores and even some of the motion picture studios and people that knew me out here in California. And I began traveling around just talking about Illuminati, secret societies, fraternal orders, and the way that these operations go on right in front of us, and we don't even see them. And so I've been doing it for 45 years. I'm tired now, obviously, and I brought David Icke to America. I have given a lot of information to a lot of people in Hollywood. They've made movies now. I'm just amazed today the subject of the Illuminati is in motion pictures, it's in television. It's being talked about around the world. There are all kinds of researchers, but I was doing it back in 1966, some 40 years ago. And I'm just amazed at how the things I was talking about 40 years ago are starting to finally come into the public psyche. Finally, people are beginning to look at it seriously.
Well, just 5 years ago, Jordan, I was being made fun of because I would talk about Skull and Bones, and now Skull and Bones is passe. I believe at a certain level the New World Order is trying to reveal itself now because the old stonewalling made them lose even more credibility. They're trying to reveal and put some of their own spin on it, but I want to get your view on that. But in your studies since 1959, I guess 46 years, in your 46-year studies, I mean, if you had 2 minutes on national TV to boil it down, you're talking to the people, you know, what is the New World Order? Who are they? What is their plan?
Well, I'll tell you, golly, that's such a big question. And I know that most people hearing me are not going to believe what I would tell you. But I'm just going to tell you straight out what I think the thing is. And I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I always try and say that I'm just an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. Because we are all human. We can all make mistakes. And so I'm not the world's most authority, foremost authority on anything. But I've been looking at this subject for a long time, and I've had a lot of opportunities to talk to people, to other researchers, and I'm going to boil it down to this. There is a secret agenda that has been formulated probably thousands of years ago for the domination of the world. And that's why I believe that our problems are not just political. You are making it very obvious that it's all political. But I think it's even more than political. I think it's cosmic. I think there is a dark force in the universe which wants to destroy the freedom of the creature that God created and gave us our freedom. And so I see this problem as a cosmic problem or a spiritual problem also. But I would boil down on the mundane level. I think the British royalty, the entire concept of the British Empire, is probably the main enemy of America, and we don't even begin to understand it. When you understand, too, the connections that the Vatican has with the British royalty, you need to remember that for at least 1,600 years, Europe has dominated the world. And for 1,600 years, the Vatican has dominated Europe. And the very idea, the very concept, or the word, New World Order, goes back to a Roman, Latin phrase, which was first in a poem by Virgil, the Roman poet, writing about Caesar. And in his poem, Aeneas, I believe it was, he talked about a new world order in Latin, novus ordo seculorum. And what he meant, he said that when the world will finally come under the Roman heel of Caesar, once Caesar has finally conquered the entire planet, then there would come a novus ordo seculorum. So I believe, it's just my opinion, but after looking at it for 46 years, I am totally convinced for myself that the Vatican has a hidden agenda in which the British Empire, the British royalty, have thrown in with the secret societies that came out of the Roman Empire and are now in their last and final phase moving on the entire world. So if anyone's going to do any research, you might want to go back and look at the British royalty. Who are they? The Queen Mum, Prince Charles, and all of that disgusting bunch who have decided that they are going to wipe out all freedom on the face of the earth.
And indeed, they openly said they're going to kill us.
Yeah. And well, just think about this. And this is putting it in street language. But just think about if you came out one night from a restaurant and got in a fight with some guy, and you beat him up, and everybody pats you on the back that you're the big guy, you beat this guy up, because he jumped on you, but you beat him. And then you find out that he was actually a gang member, or a member, a made man in the mafia. The problem now is that you have just started the problem. You thought you ended it. No, it is now is really a problem. And so that's exactly what happened when Americans defeated the British on the field of battle all over the world. The princes and kings and rulers were looking at this thing that was happening in the colonies.
They openly wrote and said, I mean, there's famous quotes saying, if we let this happen, they're going to take over. If we let them, you know, have actual money printed by the government instead of by us, it's over.
That's exactly the point. And so consequently, all their conspiratorial friends, all of the Illuminati operation going on in Europe for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Went into high gear.
Yes, and they looked at the King of England and said, what are you going to do? Just like in the movie Goodfellas, when the kid said something and the other guys in the mob said, well, you're going to let him get away with that? Well, that's exactly what happened.
Absolutely. So they all came here and took us over, and now we're the eye of the pyramid. We'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell, riveting.